from the Mercy One studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM, streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. By the way, you know, you're going to be maybe in touch with a few family members this Thanksgiving, and maybe you're not going to be in person, but I've heard of many people that are going to be doing some Zooms or at least calling them. Will you remind them, as I remind you every year, will you remind them to download the Iowa Catholic Radio app? Just let them know, hey, this radio station's had an effect on my life, and I enjoy it. I enjoy listening to it, and you might as well. This is the season I always like to say around the holidays, to be able to let people know what has helped you and inspires you, and it might just inspire them. Wednesday, November 25th, we've got a great show in store for you today. Alex Kautsky is going to be on, director of the St. Thomas More Center. Registration is now open for Catholic Youth Camp, so we're going to talk about everything that's going to be going on next year, as well as, you know, what's been going on this year with the St. Thomas More Center, and we like to keep in touch with them at least a couple times a year, and Alex Kautsky is going to be on to talk about some updates as well that they've got going on. Bo Bonner, director of Mission and Ministry at Mercy College of Health Sciences, is going to be on the show today. Looking forward to having Bo, as always. Bo is, you know, we're going to be talking to him today about this idea of mystery that we throw around in the Catholic Church, and he's okay with it. Bo is okay with mystery, and I am too, and I hope you are as well. You kind of have to be if you're a Catholic. I got a couple stories on that later in the show today, but you know, we live in a science age, a prove it culture. You know, you only believe what is in front of us with science, and that's just not the way we roll in the realm of faith. Yes, reason and science are very important components to a well-ordered life, but also faith and what that is and what that entails and demands of us as well. We'll have Bo Bonner talk about that all second half hour here. Mark Amadeo, news and sports, weather straight from the desk of TV 13 meteorologist Megan Sowa, your saint of the day. Jimmy, you'll have your traffic. Let's do it. All right. Let's offer our day to Almighty God as we pray. God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all of our thoughts, our words, our joys, our sufferings, in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today, so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen. Mark Amadeo now, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. How you doing on this Wednesday morning? Boy, it's hard to believe. It seems like Friday.
Everybody's I was like going to say, kind of feels like a Friday today. No show tomorrow or Friday, but yes, a short week.
Yeah, it certainly is. And it's a little wet out there. It's going to be wet this morning. That rain's going to linger a little longer, and we'll have maybe cloudy skies later today. So a very wet day like we had yesterday. But you mentioned the word mystery in your guest coming up with Bo Bonner. I think some Iowa State fans are wondering about mystery right now. How is Oklahoma ranked ahead of them in the college football rankings that came out yesterday? Oklahoma at number 11 and Iowa State at 13.
I have seen that. Was not very happy about that, but I'm just nervous about this weekend or this Friday. I don't know. My prediction Friday. I might surprise you with my prediction. Iowa State and Texas. It's going to be a big one.
Okay. I know you're trying to preserve your prediction Friday record, and we're going to do it today on Wednesday, so that's fine. But I'm getting a kick out of that. You know, Oklahoma at number 11, Iowa State at number 13. Pretty good ranking for Iowa State. But let's go back to beginning of the year, Louisiana losing at home, and that's kind of where that falls into. So unfortunately, that's where Iowa State.
You know, listen, I've said this now. I don't know if that isn't the reason why Iowa State's number 13. You know, I mean, sometimes those games wake you up a little bit, and this team might have needed to be woken up. So you never know. But I don't know. I can't count that game out as kind of being an eye opener.
Yeah, I think Iowa fans can get into that because they lost their first two games by a grand total of 5 points, and they come out at number 24. The Hawkeyes do in the college rankings yesterday. So, yeah, you're right. If you get off to a slow start, it's going to be shown on the rankings. But there's a lot more coming, so you know they have plenty of time to get that all figured out.
Yeah, Iowa and Iowa State, they can't be looking at these rankings right now. They got some tough games ahead.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well. Yes, John, we've got wet weather again. That'll keep your bike ride and your outdoor activities. You're going to have to go indoor, which we don't want to do right now during the pandemic. We want to be outdoors as much as possible. So it's going to be at least through the noon hour, maybe a little bit past, we'll have a little bit of rain to deal with this morning.
That'll be it, yeah. And, again, that was needed, so we're not too disappointed about that.
No, we're not, and we need the rain before the ground freezes. And let's get right to it right now from the WHO TV13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One Studios. We have rain in the area. It's a little bit of fog mixed with that rain. 37 degrees, that's the good thing. The temperature is above freezing. North winds at 15 miles per hour, and that rain will be with us throughout most of the morning. This afternoon, we're looking for cloudy skies and a high of just 43 degrees. North winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And tonight, decrease in clouds, overnight low of 32 degrees. And then on Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny, warmer, a high of 53 degrees. And on Friday, partly cloudy and a high of 47 degrees. Weekend not looking too bad either, partly cloudy and dry, highs in the upper 40s on both Saturday and Sunday. Well, in the news on this Wednesday morning, Iowa's unemployment rate dropped to 3.6% in October, continuing a steady decline since it soared last spring because of job losses caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Now, the October rate was down from 4.8% in September and a high of 11% back in April when many businesses halted their operations as COVID-19 first swept through the country. The unemployment rate has fallen even as coronavirus infection rates and deaths reach new highs here in the state of Iowa. A spokesperson for the Iowa Workforce Development says the declining rate is a ray of sunshine. Iowa's unemployment rate is tied with South Dakota for third lowest in the nation, behind Nebraska and Vermont. The national unemployment rate for October was 6.9%. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Reminder, all Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities have been suspended through December 7th. Due to the spike in the coronavirus cases here in central Iowa. Tonight, though, USHL hockey, the Des Moines Buccaneers on the road at Sioux Falls. They'll face off at 7 o'clock up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And today, men's and women's college basketball season gets underway here in the state of Iowa as the Big Four teams will be in action. In women's college basketball, it'll be Omaha taking on 15th-ranked Iowa State. That'll tip off at noon up in Ames at Hilton Coliseum. And later on this afternoon, Drake women on the road at Creighton. They'll tip off at 3 o'clock in Omaha. And tonight, Northern Iowa travels to Iowa City to take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. They'll tip off at 6:30 at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. The Big Four men's basketball teams, well, three of them get underway today. Drake Bulldogs on the road at Kansas State. They'll tip off at 1 o'clock. That'll be televised on ESPNU. North Carolina Central takes on the Iowa Hawkeyes this afternoon at 3 o'clock. The Hawkeyes come in ranked 5th. That'll be televised on the Big Ten Network. And then later on this afternoon, Western Kentucky taking on Northern Iowa, and they'll tip off at 3:30. That'll be televised on ESPNU from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently we have rain and 37 degrees with a north wind at 15 miles per hour. Today it'll be rain, changing over to cloudy skies later, a high of 43 degrees, north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Wednesday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, and Mercy Medical Center. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com.
Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are accident-free as we start things off this morning. No major delays, but with the wet roads, that is giving some visibility issues as you are out and about this morning. So just take your time as you head out. Thanks to Builder Kent Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Kent is a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who execute your project professionally and efficiently online at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Catholics risk going astray if they neglect the four essential characteristics of church life, our Holy Father says in his general audience address today. The four essential characteristics of church life, what are they? Well, they're fundamental, the Holy Father says. Qualities were present in the early church as described in the books of Acts. They were listening to the apostles' teachings, the safeguarding of mutual communion, the breaking of the bread, and prayer. I'll say those again. They were listening to the apostles' teachings, the safeguarding of the mutual communion, the breaking of the bread, and prayer. The Holy Father says any situation needs to be evaluated in light of these four coordinates. Whatever is not part of these coordinates lacks ecclesiality. It is not ecclesial. It is God, quote, who creates the church, not the clamor of works. This is a good line here. The church is not a market. The church is not a group of business people who go forward with a new business. The church is the work of the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus sent to us to gather us together. The church is the work of the Holy Spirit. See, it could be easy for us to look and see the church, and we've heard this before. Well, why do you follow a church that's just made up of a bunch of men and women? You know, these teachings from, you know, the bishops, well, they're just men. Why would you listen to them? And here lies what we have to understand as Catholics, is it's not just a bunch of human beings. And of course, you know, when speaking together, the College of Bishops, when speaking together in union with the Holy Father, it is the Holy Spirit that is opening our minds and availing our hearts to a new life. It's the Holy Spirit that calls us into deeper communion with Him. Again, it's not just a well-run business or not so well-run business. In coming in contact with the church, we're coming in contact with the Holy Spirit. Christ Jesus can't be separated from His church. We're the body of the church. Christ Jesus is the head. The head and the body, they don't work separate from each other. And this here is, I think, what the Holy Father is trying to help us understand. The Holy Father is continuing this on his catechesis on prayer. You know, he did an entire year on prayer, I want to say a few years ago, and he's kind of come back to it, which I think is important. I think that fourth pillar there that he was talking about, one of the fundamental qualities of the early church, is a struggle, I think, for many of us today. A, just making time for prayer, but B, actually fulfilling that, what Christ Jesus asks of us on a daily basis and in union with Him. Again, we can just get very busy. But he spoke and continued the cycle of catechesis on prayer. He began it in May, so I don't think he's going to go an entire year on it, but he's back to live stream, I will say that, from the library in the Apostolic Palace due to the coronavirus restrictions, and noted that the first Christians did not neglect prayer, even though they were on the move as well. Quote, the image of the early community of Jerusalem is the point of reference for every other Christian experience. Luke writes in the book of Acts, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. The community preserved in prayer. We find here four essential characteristics of ecclesial life, listening to the apostles' teachings. First, second, the safeguarding of mutual communion. Third, the breaking of the bread. And fourth, prayer, he said. They remind us that the church's existence has meaning if it remains firmly united to Christ, that is, in community, in His Word, in the Eucharist, and in prayer, the way we unite ourselves to Christ. You sense the theme here that he's talking about, right? It's uniting, community, communio. What does the devil do? What does he continue to do in our day and age? Well, he divides. He is the great divider. He separates. He wants to detach us. He can trick us into thinking, well, we can do this better ourselves. You know, there's two sides of the coin here that we have to work with. Yeah, there is a personal relationship with our Lord. There is a personal component to our faith, but it is not just personal. Again, the devil can pick us off like ducks in water if it's just isolated by ourselves. The power comes when two and three are gathered. There's the presence of God. The power is there in communio, in community, and in safeguarding that. What is the one true community that you and I look to is the church. Again, starting with the apostles, the teachings of the magisterium, on down to the personal prayer life and communal prayer life that you and I have. So that's the Holy Father with your Wednesday general audience address. You can go to CatholicNewsAgency.com, and he's got a lot more there on this. I thought it was just a great reflection for this morning for all of us, and just a needed reminder, I think, in these times. In these times, it can feel pretty isolated and alone. Alex Kautsky, right after this, director of the St. Thomas More Center. Registration is now open for Catholic Youth Camp. What's changed? What changed this year? I think a lot, but what's going to change for next year? We'll have her on to talk all about it right after this. John Leonetti in the morning right here on this Wednesday. Thanks for being a part of the show, November 25th. And thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Customer satisfaction. Now, as we've said, that always comes first. Whether it be plumbing, heating, air conditioning services for nearly 20 years, you matter to Golden Rule. One thing that I really enjoy about them is their technicians. They are trained in their in-home training facility, and in such, they can guarantee a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They're everywhere, too, including right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, and we thank you for choosing to support us. GoldenRulePHC.com. That's GoldenRulePHC.com.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Thank you, Blessed International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake. ConfluenceBrewing.com.
Catholic Radio, changing hearts and minds.
I've been listening to Catholic Radio for about a year now. I am a Protestant. I have learned so much. I'm voted for life because I was listening to Catholic Radio.
Would you consider a $30 a month donation?
You can give at iowacatholicradio.com through the Iowa Catholic Radio app or call 515-223-1150.
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show today. Coming up second half hour, Bo Bonner, what's mystery? And should we be comfortable with a little bit of mystery in our faith? I think the short answer to that is yes, but Bo's going to talk to us about why that's a good thing and why we should get even more comfortable with mystery in light of the world that we live in today. We'll have that for you coming up in the second half hour. I think it's going to be a great discussion. Let's go to our next guest of the day. She's the director of the St. Thomas More Center, Alex Kautsky. Hey, Alex.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on.
Well, welcome back to the show. All right, registration's open. That's the exciting part for 2021. But talk to us a little bit about the last year here. I know you had to cancel the 2020 season, and that just wasn't easy on anyone.
No, I do think for many of us in 2020, if you have a ministry like we do, it kind of feels like you're driving full steam ahead, but you don't have a map. So, yeah, the decision to cancel 2020 season was, without question, one of the most difficult things that I've had to do out at the St. Thomas More Center. But looking back, I know that it was the right decision. And I think that it's going to make the 2021 season that much more exciting and beautiful. And we just cannot wait to get kids back out at the center.
Have you been able to host any smaller group gatherings or retreats or anything like that during this time, or has that been off the table as well?
Yeah, so initially when we canceled the season, we wanted to somehow come up with a way to still serve families. How can we, you know, still be of service during this time that is so stressful and so new? And so what we initially started doing is we started hosting families. We called it Campcation. So we had over 25 families come out just, you know, stay by themselves in a cabin. It was a way to get out of their house. I had, you know, moms and dads working from camp in the cabin while the kids are outside playing. And so it was just a special, unique way to kind of get a refresh in the midst of so much uncertainty. And then we kind of waded into hosting some really small groups for retreats. And of course, that's kind of gone back now where we're not having groups out there. So instead, we are full steam ahead with phase two of construction. So Dingman Lodge is getting a much needed facelift right now, which is extremely exciting because it's been probably 25 years since a lot of work was done in that building.
So what's the work going to be?
So it's getting a completely new envelope. So it's going to look, we're calling it it's not a replacement project, it's a renovation project. So completely new siding, all windows, all doors, which if you're just listening, maybe that doesn't sound super exciting, but I mean, this building was built in 1963 and we haven't had new siding or windows or doors since then. So for me on the inside, I'm just really pumped up about that. And then the whole thing is getting painted. And then I think what our counselors and our staff are most excited about is a state-of-the-art dishwashing station in the kitchen, which we've needed for a long time, new lighting, all of that. So it's gonna feel like a brand new building when you come in. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it will. I can remember many a times at that dishwasher. And yes, I think the counselors and the staff will be excited to hear about that update. 2021, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think the dishwasher that we have in there it's got to be the same one that you used when you counseled, but also I don't think it was new to us when we got it. So this is a huge deal that we got a new dishwasher station. Yeah.
Well, the place certainly means a lot to me, and seeing what you guys have continued to do to it is just, it's just awesome. And you decided to go forward with 2021. How did you make the decision to open up registration now?
Yeah, so I think one of the deciding factors when we decided to cancel the 2020 season was just the simple fact that we just didn't know enough about the coronavirus or COVID-19 to be able to keep kids safe, that everything that we had planned would have been a well-educated guess, but we didn't know. At that point, we didn't know how it was affecting kids, how it was affecting young adults, that kind of a thing. So we have been really lucky to have people go before us when it comes to opening things up. So we've been working really closely with the Catholic schools of the Diocese of Des Moines to see what they're doing. And we just have a lot more confidence that the procedures that we'll put in place will be able to actually keep kids safe. We just know so much more now, almost 8 months down the line, than we were going to know going into the 2020 season. So, we learned our lesson though, to not guess what the world is going to hold. you know, 5 months from now. So we are planning as if nothing is going to change from right now and hoping that it does. You know, I think there's a lot of hope for vaccinations and rapid testing. There's a chance that there's going to be testing where kids can show us a negative test as they're checking in and things like that. So we are planning as if nothing is changing. We're looking towards our Catholic schools for good guidance on this. But kind of what's key in our planning right now, and I'd say this is a big change that our parents are going to be able to see coming up, is we are doubling the paid staff that we're going to have at camp this summer. So typically we have 10 or 11 summer staff that are real specialized, like lifeguards and high ropes crew, but we're hiring 10 counselors as well, so that if we still need to move our campers in kind of smaller groups, we're going to be able to do that.
Yeah. And how do people, or how do parents register now?
STMcenter.com. Registration is already open. We're about a third full, and we launched about a week ago in the middle of heightened pandemic circumstances. So that is an indicator that I think we're going to have a really big summer.
I think you will, and you're going to do it right. Alex Kowski, director of the St. Thomas More Center. God bless you, Alex. Keep up the great work.
So
I know this wasn't easy on you and those that are working out there. And as I said, the place certainly means a lot to me and to this diocese. So keep going.
All right. Appreciate it. You have a good one.
All right. That's Alex Kowski, everyone. STMcenter.com is where you can go to register your kiddos if you would like to send them to Catholic Youth Camp, STMcenter.com, and to stay updated on all the work that they are doing up there. Good to hear. Good to hear. All right, Bo Bonner, second half hour. Going to leave some good time for Bo today as we're going to talk about mystery in the Catholic Church and how you and I should get comfortable and be confident as well in the mystery of Almighty God and the mystery of the Church. We'll have the Truth and Beauty segment, Catholic Truth and Beauty segment with Bo, the second half hour. John Leonetti in the morning. Thanks for sticking around. Wednesday, November 25th. Don't go anywhere. And thanks to Dean Bell for underwriting the show. 963-4494, 30 plus years in business, operating residential re-roofs all throughout central Iowa. And as I said, been doing so for three decades now. He's never put his name behind anything. This show is the only thing he's ever done. It put his name behind in the last 30 years, and he's still busier than ever, which tells you the kind of reputation that he comes with. 963-4494. Thank you, Dean, for underwriting the show. Residential re-roofs, again, 963-4494. Father Andrew now with today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you wisdom in speaking, that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus continues to warn people that following him isn't easy and will result in their faith being tested. But it's this same faith and our perseverance in it that will gain us eternal life. So there's no challenge that God allows us to undergo without giving us what we need to overcome it.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our number one rule is the Golden Rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And there's no better time than now to be living it. This year has been one for the record books, and the hits just keep on coming. So at Golden Rule, we are doing what we can to help out yet again. Introducing our Golden Age Buyback Program. As your HVAC system reaches the golden years of life, we will give you up to $1,500 to have it replaced. Everyone deserves the Golden Rule, and this is one way Golden Rule gives back to you. Go to goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bose and the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bosen from Bosen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bosen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bosen.com.
No man.
Thanks for joining me, John Linetti, in the morning. Right here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show today. Friends, just a reminder, no show tomorrow. No show on Friday as well. So we'll go to satellite here. But more than anything, just know we're thankful for you. You know, for the last, over a decade. I mean, I was going to say the amount of time the station's been in the works, but there's been a lot more time in general. That people have put into just getting the station started, you know, 15, 16 years. It's just, it's been something that you've kept alive in Central Iowa. And for that, every year during this time, we thank you. We thanks for your donations. We thanks for your support. And I know we ask, we definitely do because we need it. But you have come to the table and you have continued to be able to help us keep this faithful radio station, this Catholic radio station, alive and well, thriving all throughout Central Iowa. So thank you for that. But again, no show tomorrow or Friday. I'll be sleeping in a little bit and giving thanks for that. How about that, huh? Yeah. And sleeping in for me is going to be probably getting up at 6:30 because I got to get the turkey going. I'm in charge of it this year. So we'll see how that turns out. Goodness gracious, I'll need your prayers. Let's offer our morning offering to Almighty God. God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all of our thoughts, our words, our joys, and our sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and our strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. You are in charge of your turkey. It was bad enough you're in charge of your wedding, but now you're in charge of the turkey?
I'm all in. I'm going over to Mom's tonight because she's got the refrigerator here, and I'll be cooking it at her house. So I'm going to go over to Mom's, and we're just getting together with my mom and dad, and I'm going to dry brine it. So I'm going to put it all, the dry brine with the season, and then put it in the refrigerator overnight, and then go back over tomorrow morning and get the job done.
Oh, you're not doing the deep fat fryer out in the backyard, the back porch, whatever. You're not doing that.
Well, I know my dad's a firefighter, but he's retired, so we'll keep it that way.
Hey, I just had to throw that out there. I didn't know if you were going to throw in the deep fat fryer and have a fried turkey, but that all sounds good. You're Mr. Baster, huh?
I am the baster, so I'll be letting that thing, cook and doing my best to keep it moist. So I've looked up a few recipes. I've settled on one, and I'm going to stuff it with lemons. This year, I'm gonna go with the lemon stuffing, and I think it'll turn out. I'm hoping.
Yeah, that sounds great. The one thing you didn't mention, I know you visited with Alex Koski from the St. Thomas More Center out there in Panora with Catholic Youth Camp. You didn't ask about if your statue was preserved, Mr. Cookie. was that still out there? Because when my daughter was out there 2 years ago, they were about ready to tear all the cabins down and build new ones. And then last year, the pandemic hit. Nobody went to youth camp. I was wondering if they preserved Mr. Cookie. That's the one question I wanted to ask.
Cookie's retired, too. Cookie put in some long days and long hours in that place. And he is now retired. So we'll see. The kids will go, Mr. though. I'm excited to send Joseph and Gianna and Anthony. And, as I said, the place just means a lot to me. And I think they'll enjoy it someday. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. And you went from Mr. Cookie to Mr. Baster. I love your your different titles. I like that. All right, that'll so we got Prediction Friday coming out here at the end of the segment, huh? I see.
I am ready. I'm ready to go.
All right, yeah. Iowa State, Iowa, and Notre Dame in that order, and then your Vikings play on Sunday. But everybody playing on Friday, that's going to be interesting.
It will make for quite the Saturday.
Yeah, very quiet Saturday. will. All right, well, let's get right to it. Right now we have rain in the central Iowa area right now. And from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One studios, rain in 37 degrees, a north wind at 15 miles per hour. So thankfully it's above freezing. Today we'll see rain this morning, ending this afternoon with cloudy skies. So we won't see the sun today, it looks like. High of 43 degrees. North winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour throughout the day. Tonight, decreasing clouds, overnight low of 32 degrees. And on Thanksgiving Day tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer, a high of 53 degrees on your Thursday. And on Friday, partly cloudy and dry, high of 47 degrees. And the weekend not looking too bad either, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 40s under dry conditions. Well, in the news on this Wednesday morning, Iowa's unemployment rate dropped to 3.6% here in October, continuing a steady decline since it soared last spring. The October rate was down from 4.8% in September and a high of 11% back in April when many businesses halted operations. A spokesperson for the Iowa Workforce Development says the declining rate is a ray of sunshine. Iowa's unemployment rate is tied with South Dakota for third lowest in the nation behind Nebraska and Vermont. The national unemployment rate for October was 6.9%. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. A reminder, all Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities have been suspended through December 7th due to the spike in the coronavirus cases here in central Iowa. Tonight, USHL hockey, the Des Moines Buccaneers on the road. They're undefeated. They're at Sioux Falls. They'll face off at 7 o'clock up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And today is the opening day of the men's and women's college basketball season. And I think most of the Big Four teams get their seasons underway. All the women's teams in Iowa do, at least as far as the Big Four. Women's basketball today, Omaha is at 15th ranked Iowa State. They'll tip off at noon from Hilton Coliseum. The Drake Bulldogs on the road at Creighton. They'll tip off at 3 o'clock in Omaha. And finally, Northern Iowa is at Iowa tonight in women's college basketball. Tip off at 6:30 in Iowa City. Men's college basketball today, all but Iowa State will tip off today. Drake was at Kansas State. They'll tip off at 1 o'clock. That'll be televised on ESPNU from Manhattan, Kansas. North Carolina Central is at the 5th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes. They'll tip off at 3 o'clock, and that'll be televised on the Big Ten Network in Iowa City. And finally, Western Kentucky taking on Northern Iowa. They'll tip at 3:30 this afternoon. That'll be televised on ESPN. That'll be a game played at Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And that brings us to Prediction Friday, as we predict the college football games coming up. It's on Friday and then one on Sunday. And John Leonetti, the first game, number 13, Iowa State. I know they're not very happy with their ranking as Oklahoma leapfrogged them to number 11, but Cyclones at number 13 taking on 17th ranked Texas. That'll be an 11 o'clock kickoff down in Texas on ABC. It'll be televised nationally, and your Cyclones are a 1.5 point underdog in that contest.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to go back and forth. I'm going to say 24-20 Texas.
Oh, my goodness. You picked against the Clones? I marked this one down. All right.
I did.
Second game has the Nebraska Cornhuskers. You remember them, John? They used to be in your conference before they leapfrogged to the big money in the Big Ten. They're at the Iowa Hawkeyes. They'll kick off at noon on Friday. That'll be televised nationally on Fox. And the Hawkeyes, a 13.5-point favorite in that Big Ten matchup.
I'm calling it Upset City. Upset City. I think Nebraska takes this game. I don't know. Have they beaten Nebraska? Or has Nebraska beaten Iowa in the last 5 years? I don't even know. But
the answer's no.
I will say that I think Nebraska wins 27-20. I think they surprise everyone.
All right. Two surprise picks there. And the third game also on Friday. That'll be a 2:30 kickoff. Actually, this game will follow the Iowa State-Texas game. That's Notre Dame at North Carolina. Notre Dame at number 2. North Carolina 19th. 2:30 kickoff. And Notre Dame is a 5-point favorite in that ACC matchup.
I don't think any surprise here. I'm going to say I had it a little bit more that until I saw that North Carolina was actually ranked 19th, and they've had a steady season. So I'm going to say 30-20 Notre Dame.
So you're not thinking this is a trap game for Notre Dame, as most of them seem to be for them, but they've
I don't think so. I think Iowa and Iowa State, though. Listen, I'm an Iowa State homer. You know that. I rarely pick against them, but I don't know. I mean, going to Texas, I think it's going to be a tough, tough game. Don't worry about the rankings. Worry about the game. Play hard. Go Cyclones, but we'll see.
All right, so Iowa State, Iowa, Notre Dame all play on Friday. The last game in Prediction Friday, John, is Sunday as the Carolina Panthers come to Minneapolis, take on your Minnesota Vikings. Both teams with stellar 4-6 records. Kickoff is at noon on Fox. The Vikings, a 4-point favorite.
Yeah, I think it's probably right around there. I'm going to say, I'm actually going to say 20-10. I think that the Vikings hopefully can pick it up after a stunning loss to the Cowboys last week. So hopefully they can recover.
Wow. Texas, Nebraska are your picks this week, along with the Minnesota Vikings and Notre Dame. Have your phone ready on Friday.
I know.
I have your number memorized in my speed dial. I can't wait for this.
I am not as confident in Nebraska beating Iowa, but it's a gut feeling, and I'm going with the gut.
Oh, it may take us Saturday and Sunday to recover from those games, John, so that might be a big part of it. All right.
Yep.
All right, my friend, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and all our listeners out there.
You as well, brother. God bless again.
All right, once again from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines. Currently we have rain and 37 degrees, a north wind at 15 miles per hour. Today we'll see rain ending this morning. Cloudy skies the rest of the day, a high of 43 degrees with north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. This has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Wednesday morning. John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Still accident free this morning, and 235 business as usual, running about 7 minutes both the east and west mixer into downtown. Again, those wet roads, take it a little easy as you head out this morning. Thanks to Buildakin Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Buildakin has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who execute your project professionally and efficiently. Online at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
She was a brave young woman who defiantly stood up to the authority and became a sensation years after her death. We celebrate Saint Catherine of Alexandria today. She was a woman of royal birth in modern-day Egypt who, according to legend, received a vision of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and after that, she converted to Christianity. Her faith emboldened her so much that she challenged 50 pagan philosophers to a debate one day. Her wisdom was so complete that the philosophers, along with the 200 soldiers that accompanied them and members of the emperor's family, became Christians, all in that day. The emperor, however, he didn't, and he was furious. He ordered Catherine to be executed because of it. She was sentenced to be placed on a spiked wheel, but when her body touched the wheel shattered into pieces. So instead, Catherine was beheaded. Devotion to her spread as a result of the Crusades. She was invoked as the patroness of students, teachers, librarians, and lawyers. Catherine is one of the 14 holy helpers, venerated especially in Germany and Hungary. We ask today, St. Catherine of Alexandria, to pray for us. Amen. Great story. And a big thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our saint of the day. Experienced in wills and estate planning. It can be easy to put this stuff off here, but we've approached the end of the year. It's important to get it all done. 224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. Bo Bonner, right after this, we're going to talk about the importance of mystery in our faith. You know, we live in a world today that says if it can't be scientifically proven, it's not true. Can we be and understand truth in mystery? We'll have that for you right after this. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks to Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. A Catholic, veteran-owned family, passionate about a beautiful-looking landscape. It's what drives them, and it's what drives them now for many years. Honesty and integrity always comes first. 493-1060, FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. Thank you again for underwriting the show and helping us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. That's FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Wednesday, November 25th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Celebrating a birthday on Friday is Father Marty Chevalier. Father Chevalier is among our retired priests. Happy birthday. Catholic Charities annual No Room at the Inn event is going virtual this year. Join Bishop Johnson and Catholic Charities supporters from the comfort and safety of your own home. We'll listen to some holiday music, have fun finding all the candy canes, and go on virtual tours of Catholic Charities programs. Catholic Charities has been at the forefront of addressing homelessness in our community. Go to CatholicCharitiesDM.org to register. The holidays are going to be tough this year as we suffer pandemic fatigue and forego seeing family and friends to keep them safe from the virus. Join Catholics from around the diocese in an online Advent retreat. We'll intertwine prayer, find inspiration from Pope Francis, allow time for silent reflection, and build community. This is a 3-week online retreat that is not about adding one more thing to your holiday schedule, but designed to help you find solace and hope during these challenging times. Join us the first 3 Thursdays in December at either 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 7 in the evening. Email John Gaffney at formation@dmdiocese.org. That's formation@dmdiocese.org for more information and to receive the Zoom link. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins.
Listen to Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder Thursday mornings at 9 on Iowa Catholic Radio and on demand at iowacatholicradio.com and the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the morning is provided by Five Sons Naturescapes. Five Sons Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company, providing premium outdoor landscaping, clean up and restore outdoor living space with retaining walls, privacy fencing, pergolas, paver sidewalks, and patios. Issues with soil settling and water around the foundation and yard? Five Sons Naturescapes can grade and install drainage tile to help. Five Sons Naturescapes online at fivesonsnaturescapes.com.
Thanks for tuning in today, friends. Thanks also to Blessman International for underwriting the show. Doc, I was able to meet with him the other day, and they're continuing full steam ahead here to look at 2021 and 2022 and how it is that they're going to continue to serve their families in Limpopo, South Africa. Some things are going to look different. It's just kind of the way it is. But the one thing that they don't want to look different is they don't want to stop doing what they've done for 19 years now, 20 years. I mean, it's just incredible. Meeting the basic needs of those children and families in Limpopo, South Africa, and doing so with joy and with the Christian faith. BlessmanInternational.org. That's BlessmanInternational.org. Let's go to our next guest of the day. He is the director of Mercy College of Health Sciences Mission and Ministry Department. Bo Bonner joins me. Hello, sir.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing fine. All right. Mystery. You know, I've heard it growing up used to me and in some cases where it wasn't needed, you know, well, that's just a mystery. And well, there, we can't understand certain components of it, but I've also heard people say it where it is. And I think it's important for us to understand as a Catholic, especially in the day and age that we live today, because we live in a day and age, and let me just set this up for you to knock it down, because I think this is important. We live in a day and age that says, if I can't verify it with scientific proof or evidence, then it's just not true. How can we know truth in mystery?
Well, I think the word mystery has connotations that are important to sort of be straightforward about. You know, when we think of mystery, we think of something like a mystery novel or, you know, a movie that's a mystery, right, where there's a problem to be solved. And that already starts to put us in mind, like you said, about evidence and Sherlock Holmes and detectives and things like this. And so, you know, when we talk about mystery in this sense, the sort of way that it kind of has come to mean what it does in the contemporary world, we're already not talking about it in the deeper sense that it's usually meant for in a technical way when we talk about in the faith. So when you say there's a sense of mystery in the faith, some people interpret that as lack of evidence, or you can only really believe if you do detective work. And this seems to miss the idea entirely. And notice that there, the idea is all about evidence and finding things, and the onus is on you. You're the Sherlock Holmes figuring things out. Mystery in the oldest sense is usually is translations of Greek and Latin words, meaning things that go deeper than we're able to completely fathom in this life. Now, it stands to reason that since we have created brains, right, we aren't infinite. We've been given our minds and our souls and our ability to learn, that there's going to be things that simply outstretch what we can know just by the sheer fact of who we are. So before we even talk about God, everyone realizes, right, that you as a person are never going to completely understand human history. You're not even going to understand all the details of one single event in human history. Regularly, we butt up against the fact that our life is mysterious, even when we're not even talking about the spiritual world, that we came from a place that we can't verify. We have to trust other people that our mom and our dad are our mom and our dad, because when we were born, we did not have the cognitive faculties to recall the event and keep it in our mind. You know, we were all there, John, but none of us remember. And this very basis, right, that we were born in mystery and that we have to trust other people to learn anything at all, well, that's true of the material world. In the spiritual world, where things exceed, not because they're unable to be figured out, not because they're irrational, but because they exceed the capacity of our reason to circumscribe them, to become completely able to wrap our arms around them. That's almost always in the spiritual life, John, where mystery comes up. And so it's not a lack of evidence where you have to do detective work. It's a realization of the humility that is ours by necessity because of our created nature.
I've shared this story before, but I remember when Teresa was in RCIA becoming Catholic, and one day I was taking her home after the RCIA class, and she just said, "I just don't know if I can become Catholic." And it kind of, you know, it was kind of a blindside in me, and I wasn't expecting her to say it. We were already, you know, several classes in, and I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, I don't know if I can do it. I said, "Well, what's the hang up here?" And she said, "I just can't wrap my mind around God becoming flesh here for us to be able to consume. I can't wrap my mind around the Eucharist." And I said, "You know, I'll tell you what, honey, when you can wrap your mind around it, I want you to call the Pope, because you're going to be the only person to ever live that is able to fully understand the gift that we've been given here in Holy Communion, in the Eucharist." And that is to say, again, that's something we're never, that's the thing that reminds me when you said it goes so far beyond us, that's something we'll never be able to understand. We can understand different components of it, there's no doubt about it, but to understand fully is something that our God, we can't understand in this life. We can in the next.
Well, and I think that the inexhaustibility of the mystery is actually something that we should understand as a benefit, that you look at human life, and I guess people think, oh, well, humans are confused or sad or frustrated because they don't have answers. But actually, John, the world's full of answers. The internet has only redoubled the ability to find answers. The problem with the answers is they're all truncated. They all are shortcuts. They all lead ultimately to a frustrating non-answer. So the answers are not what is lacking. There's plenty of them. It's the innate human ability to realize that none of these answers ultimately pay off, make sense, say they do what they're going to do, that lies at this sort of existential frustration that humans have. When we go about trying to act like, oh, well, science can really figure out any problem, so because religion isn't scientific, it's not really worth the time, is to really misunderstand not only living in a year where we've proven the limits of science, as we've dealt with things like pandemics and in live time shown that science itself has limits, that it can do miraculous things nearly, but still has limits. The answers aren't the problem. The problem is the questions, John. And to have a religion that honestly says, not only do we have something better than answers, we have the right questions, and that when you get to heaven, you will not ever find an exhaustion of this answer. There will always be more to know about God. That's actually the compelling aspect of our faith, and quite the opposite. It's not the drawback some people think it is.
And I want to caution, you know, all of us here that it can be easy for us just to, when someone does ask a question, to throw our arms up and say, it's a mystery. You need to be okay with that, because there are many different questions that people have and that many of us are seeking right now that we can come to a very reasonable answer for. But again, there are certain things in the faith where we go deeper. And it's not to say we can't understand different components of the Eucharist, you know, substance and accidents and all the certain philosophy behind it that many of the greats have taught us. But it is to say that, as Bo was saying before, there is a level that goes deeper here. And I think we need to be okay with that as a Catholic faithful. It doesn't mean we get lazy and not seek truth and not seek the answers, because there are, as I said, many reasonable answers. But it does mean that we need to be comfortable and get comfortable with this idea of mystery in our faith. Bo Bonner, Director of Mission and Ministry at Mercy College of Health Sciences. What do you got coming up on your show today?
We're going to talk about Thanksgiving in the wider key according to Scripture.
There you go. Thanksgiving in the wider key according to Scripture. Bo Bonner, talk to you soon, brother. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, John. God bless.
All right, that puts this show in the books, friends. Everyone have a safe and happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. Please remember us when you're giving thanks to Almighty God for Iowa Catholic Radio, and know that we at Iowa Catholic Radio are thankful and remembering you in our prayer. Let's give thanks to Almighty God as we give Him praise and glorify His name. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and His love today.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream hath died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. We lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.